Here we are, Durwood. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Bing. Lovely day.
Isn't it grand?
I guess you rate the first song today.
No, you sing it, Rosie, if you please.
Housekeeping, exciting as fall itself. First, there's the inside story on Grace Kelly's troubled heart. Why does she face disruption of her domestic life and the possible loss of her throne? Also, you'll be thrilled with the dramatic fashion feature, Eight Ways to Look This Fall, presented in beautiful full color. There's something for your husband, too. The once-in-a-lifetime 18-page meat and potato cookbook to give him the hearty meals he likes, prepared divinely. In addition, October Good Housekeeping is a fiction carnival, led by a compelling short novel, complete in this issue, by famous storyteller John D. MacDonald. And in the Better Way section, a report of deep concern to millions of families, fat in diet. Are they the real key to heart disease? And don't miss October Good Housekeeping's timely appraisal of the new so-called run-proof hosiery. It's all there, all dedicated to helping you and your family lead healthier, happier lives. Get your copy today. That's Good Housekeeping for October.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart And as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest, and though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
A brief moment here now, and a moment which should prove highly profitable to you, I really feel.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Say, Rose, would you like to tiptoe through the tulips?
Not now, Bing.
Well, then, would you care to hop the Chattanooga choo-choo?
No, not interested.
Would you like to get out and get under the moon?
Much too early for that kind of action.
Well, good heavens, girl. What do you want to do?
I just thought we might team up on a nice duet. We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye, for instance.
Love it.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through.
I said I didn't love her, we'd begin anew.
And you can all believe me, we sure intended to.
But we just couldn't say goodbye.
The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried.
The curtains started waving for me to come inside.
I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide.
And we just couldn't say goodbye.
The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below.
With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her. When I looked around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
When I look around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Friends, our business tip today is that there's no business like bee business.
What kind of business do you mean? Honey bee business?
I do mean the bee business.
Bee business is good?
Oh, it's all right. I tell you, it's one of the few businesses in the world where you don't have to worry about stealing or thievery or being burglarized.
No pilfering or shoplifting around a beehive. Too dangerous.
No holdups either. Too sticky for a stick-up.
It's too stingy for a stick-up.
That's right. Beekeeper doesn't have to worry about robbery. It's an everything's rosy venture, really.
The honey of a deal.
Mm, unless you, the workers turn on you.
Oh, just don't mess with them, and all will be well.
I'm not going to mess with them. I suppose with beehives, there's very little trouble. With vandals, even.
No. No vandalism around a beehive. Unless you're looking to get all lumped up.
It doesn't pay to mess around a beehive.
Well, of course, with bees, you know, the bees, one of the best things about them, they're hard workers. Mm. They never slow down. Work all the time. Also because of the fact that no one in his right mind would ever want to disturb a beehive, you don't have to hire a night watchman. Save money, you see.
That's right. It's amazing how much honey bees can come up with.
And honey means money.
Yes, ma'am. Why, in New York State alone last year, there were about 10 million pounds of honey produced.
10 million pounds?
Yeah.
How sweet.
That's the dope I got, 10 million pounds. There are 300 beekeepers in New York State.
And not one of them has ever had to invest in a burglar alarm.
Yeah, the honey business is the real honey, and that's why we recommend it. So get yourself some bees and get going, friend.
But be sure you get well acquainted with your bees. Let them know you're the boss.
Yeah, don't ever let them think you're a stranger.
No, that could prove very lumpy for you.
You got a lumpy song for us?
I can lump on one.
When you're once a true lover, send for me, send for me. You'll never want any other. Send for me, send for me. I promise you I'll be true. Send for me, send for me. Anytime you just tell me your problem and you'll find out, baby, I'll solve them. If you're late one morning, don't hurry. If you've got big trouble, don't worry, just depend on your friend. Send for me, send for me. Morning, noon, and night, in the early bright, don't you fret, my pretty pet, I'm gonna treat you right. Don't you dare raise a hair, I'm gonna share your every care, anywhere. Oh yeah, send for me, I'll be there. Anything that upsets you, send for me, send for me. I'll be there to protect you. Wait and see, wait and see. Don't delay, right away. Send for me, send for me. It's gonna be Tweedledee. Yes, sirree. You and me, faithfully. Send for me, send for me.
Say, neighbors, how are you feeling today? Hope you're fine. But you know, lots of folks this time of year suffer from cold. So if you're feeling down in the dumps from those miseries and you want really fast relief, listen.
Here's Peggy King, one of America's most popular TV and recording stars.
Does a nasty cold bother you? Think what it does to me. How can I sing my best with my nose stopped up, head feeling like a balloon from sinus congestion? To feel better fast, I take the new medicine for those miseries, Four-Way Cold Tablets. Four-Way contains a decongestant to help drain sinus passages while it relieves painful cold distress.
Tests show Four-Way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet to build up effective amounts of pain-relieving medicine in your bloodstream. In minutes, Four-Way speeds its pain reliever all through your body. Four-Way really works fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. Then Four-Way helps drain sinus congestion so you breathe more freely, too.
Four-Way's marvelous. Makes me feel better in no time.
To relieve cold miseries and help drain sinus congestion, get decongestant Four-Way Cold Tablets. Fastest acting to build up pain relief in your bloodstream.
Thank you.
Today was the day we put the bee in your bonnet and bought a honey of a way to make money.
Yep, there's no business like bee business.
Quick, Bing, grab the mic.
Got it. What should I do now?
Sing.
I will. We got time for a song?
Sure, but get at it. Time's a-wasting.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous, you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise. What I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. For getting amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me.
Well, here's our bus stop. Here's where Rosie, Ken, and I get off, folks.
Nice to be with you, friends.
Shall we then? Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.